This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A no sweatpants at work zone.
The reason I've listened since overnight is you and Mraz bring the insight. You bring the honesty. You bring the stuff we want to hear. It is the cheese talk.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
The cheese talk, I tell you.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
That's what has our ratings soaring, our popularity booming. It's the cheese talk. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday to you. You can always listen to us on satellite radio as well. If you're outside your normal listening area, if perhaps you're on the move, on the go, traveling, or if your local affiliate, EGADS, doesn't carry us, SiriusXM 206. The NBA playoffs around the corner. They begin on Saturday. Joining us is our good friend from NBA TV, Turner Sports, NBA insider, Jared Greenberg. Jared S. Greenberg, good morning.
DA, how do you get the title of NBA insider? Like, how does that work?
I guess if you just work, like, around the NBA.
If you get paid to talk about the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically, I'm a CBS Sports Radio insider, just so you know. How you doing, man?
I am doing great. This is a wonderful time of the year. Ready for the next 3 months of glorious basketball.
I am too, and the biggest story right now is 14 straight for the Philadelphia 76ers, and somehow they've done so much of this damage without Joel Embiid. Is it possible? I hate to even say they're the better, but how are they putting this together without one of the best big men in basketball?
I'm going to sound like I'm a bit negative here, because I never want to be that way, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, listen, I am incredibly impressed. And the fact that they're doing it without Embiid is ridiculous. But I do want to pump the brakes a little bit, just in terms of, listen, you're a good basketball team, right? You're supposed to beat teams that are bad. And let me read some of the names of the teams that they've been beating. And even if you don't follow basketball every day, I'm pretty sure you're aware that these are not good basketball teams. So they beat Dallas last night.
Bad.
They beat Cleveland before, who, you know, it's good. The team's still trying to figure it out. They got LeBron. But before that, Detroit.
Bad.
Brooklyn.
Bad.
Charlotte.
Bad.
Atlanta.
Bad, bad.
New York.
Real bad.
Denver.
Yeah, that's
Minnesota.
Bad. Yeah.
Orlando. Memphis. Charlotte. Brooklyn. New York.
That's a poo-poo platter, stressing the poo-poo on that. There's only like three good wins in there.
I did not eat that over the weekend. That doesn't sound very appetizing.
Okay, so you're a little skeptical on this run, but let's fast forward into the postseason.
Well, but let me just clarify. Like, winning 14 in a row in the NBA is impressive, and doing it without your best player when, you know, and that's the thing about young teams, especially there are some veterans on the squad that play important roles, but when your best players are young, it's almost, you know, the old saying that, you know, you don't know what you don't know, so you just keep on going, trucking ahead. So good for them. I mean, it is a good thing. I just want to let you know, it's just, you know, some of the teams they've beaten, most of the teams they've beaten are some of the worst teams in basketball.
Some people are of the opinion that no matter how good this run is for the Sixers, even with Embiid back, there's just a two-team race in the East, and that's the Toronto Raptors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Do you think that's fair or unfair to the Sixers and others in the East?
I think it's fair, and listen, the Sixers will have every opportunity to disrupt all that. The problem is, and I go back to them being so young, you know, you just look through the history of the league, and it tells you that come playoff basketball, if your best player, let alone your best two or three players, are in their first couple of years of the NBA, it's A, hard to get into the playoffs, B, it's hard to win playoff games, and almost impossible to win playoff series. I mean, you look through just the last couple of years, and you look at guys who have been in their first 5 years of the league who have been the best player on their team to take their teams to the playoffs. There's basically two. There's Anthony Davis a couple of years ago when he got swept by the Warriors when they were starting their run. And there's been John Wall. And John Wall has been really the only one that's been able to lead his team to a win in terms of a series. It's really hard. The playoffs are different. And I just think we need to measure what the Sixers are doing in, you know, increments here. You talk about this whole process thing, and I think people are getting ahead of themselves. I think we need to appreciate what they're doing now and the fact that they're in the playoffs, the fact that they've won 50 games. That's the step they needed to take this year. Yes, you're looking at the East and you're saying, well, there are beatable teams. There's a lot of injuries. We need to take advantage of that. I would be incredibly impressed if the Sixers win a playoff series, but I'd also be a little surprised because it's really hard to do when your top two or three players are in their first 2 years of the NBA.
Mm. Jared Greenberg joins us, NBA TV. Right now, the Sixers are the three seed. On the backs of this ridiculous run, they're the three seed. They've overtaken the Cavaliers. Is it significant for the Cavaliers to try to avoid the Raptors in the second round and get the three instead of remaining at the four right now?
Unless you're Houston or Golden State, there's no one good enough to try and position over the last two games here to try and play someone in the first or second round. Nobody's good enough. I mean, you look, you know, at the bottleneck in the Western Conference, really where 3 through 8 is still up for grabs. Nobody is good enough where they can say, I want to win this game tonight or I want to lose this game on Wednesday to try and figure that out. Listen, LeBron doesn't care who he plays, nor should he care. But the 14 other guys around him are not good enough at this point to have that same philosophy of, you know, we'll try and play a certain team because we'll be better. Listen, it doesn't work that way for this team. This is not the same Cavs team that has been to the NBA Finals the last 3 years. They can't have that attitude.
Hmm. In the Western Conference, the Golden State Warriors were called out by their head coach. And then Steve Kerr says, I wasn't calling out the character of my guys, just the defensive effort. Do you think something is awry right now at Golden State?
No, well, first of all, they don't have Steph Curry, and Steve Kerr has, you know, vowed that he will not play in the first round of the playoffs. I think that Steve Kerr is very calculated in the message he tries to send to his team, both internally and externally through the media. And I think he's trying to get these guys to the point where, you know, over the next few days, we've got to find our switch and we've got to be ready to flip it. And, you know, while they should beat whoever they play in the first round of the playoffs, even without Steph Curry, you don't want to necessarily feel that way, right? You want to feel like we've got to continue to get better. We've got to continue to work hard and focus. You don't want to treat the first round of the playoffs like you've treated the 82-game regular season, which, by the way, you know, they're on the verge of 60 wins if they win tonight and tomorrow night. So it's all relative because of their success winning 67 games each of the last 3 years minimum. You know, we look at 58 wins right now and we say, oh, man, this team stinks. No, the problem is they have figured out when they need to be great, and that's what we're judging them on. It does not matter what they've done over the 82-game schedule. This Warrior team is supposed to be in the early stages of a dynasty, and so ultimately what you do in the playoffs starting either Saturday or Sunday is what you will be judged on for the rest of time. So Steve Kerr is just trying to push the right buttons with his team, which I think he's earned the right to do because he's figured it out pretty darn well over the last 3 years.
The Rockets and Warriors are the two power brokers in the West. Let's take those teams out of it. Outside of the Houston Rockets or the Golden State Warriors, who's the biggest disruptor, to use your phrase, in the Western Conference playoffs?
Well, it should be Oklahoma City. They have the most talent. They have the reigning MVP. They've got Paul George, one of the best two-way players in basketball. And say what you want about Carmelo Anthony, he is still, when he is on, one of the most dangerous scorers, right? Like, and the way he scores certainly is not the same way he did 10 years ago, but they have enough where they should be. The problem is that this Oklahoma City Thunder team right now is sitting in the 7th seed, right? And they don't even have that locked up at this point, right? Like, they're still fighting for their lives over the next couple of days. We've got 3 days left in the regular season. So I would say they should be. The problem is for Oklahoma City, as much as you want to say they're the team that poses the biggest threat to Golden State, and even though Golden State won't have Steph Curry in the first round, that's not the team you want to open up with and play a 7-game series against. So I would say right now, a team like Portland, for example, you know, I think that they're really good, but they haven't been playing great basketball, and they've got a key part out in Maurice Harkless, who's big for them in terms of being another scorer. Utah, I just think that right now, as good as they are defensively and as much as they've been able to score, I don't know that they'll be able to do that in the playoffs. especially with how young they are, with some of the guys they're counting on. Quite frankly, if it's not Houston and Golden State, I'd be stunned in the Western Conference Finals.
Mm. Let me just ask you, final question. It's not fair to call either of these teams a one-player team, but which superstar of these two teams are you most interested to see perform in the postseason? Giannis with Milwaukee or Anthony Davis with the Pelicans?
I would say Anthony Davis from this standpoint, that it's going to be another wild summer in the NBA in terms of free agency and probably with the trade market as well. Have the Pelicans proven enough with Anthony Davis these last couple of months that they don't need to offer DeMarcus Cousins this massive contract in which he won't play for at least half next season under? I think that's going to be a big part of what goes on over the next few weeks is New Orleans has totally flipped its style of play on its head, and they have played a way that many believe that DeMarcus Cousins would never buy into playing, and they found relative success here in doing so, and Anthony Davis has turned himself into an MVP candidate. If they perform at that level again at the playoffs, win a couple of games, heck, stun someone and win a first-round series, it may be the rubber stamp on this organization saying, you know what, we're going to pass on DeMarcus Cousins this summer.
That's a good point. Jared Greenberg joins us here on the show. Coverage for NBA TV is going to get cooking. What do you guys got coming up on NBA TV as the playoffs are here on Saturday?
Well, yeah, I mean, 10 before tip each night. It'll be 6 Eastern tonight on NBA TV. And then we're going to be hitting the road for the first round of the NBA playoffs over the weekend. And still to be determined, DA, as to where we're heading. So we got our fingers crossed on a couple of cities.
Hopefully
you guys can do like a rain dance for me.
Yeah, this is interesting. I want to see you guys on the road. I want to see where you eat, where you drink. I know you're kind of like me. You want to adventure out to some local haunts. So this should be very interesting.
Can I get a guest appearance on the Nomad special?
Yes, you absolutely can. If our paths cross while you're on the road, yes, we should do that.
Oh, I can't do like a Skype in or something?
Okay, you want to Skype into the Nomad series?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we can try to make that happen as well.
Okay.
Okay, Jared Greenberg joining us, NBA TV. Thank you, Jared.
You got him, my man.
Okay,
have a
buddy.
Great day.
You too. NBA TV, Turner Sports, TNT, NBA playoffs are here beginning on Saturday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.